Shoutout nga pala sa aming sponsor in this episode, GoTime Bank. With GoTime Bank, you can call a real human as your bank ambassador within a few minutes. GoTime Bank.
This is the Boiling Session podcast from the creators of Boiling Waters. Level up, ninjas. It's time to wire your rub.
I need some advice. I'm 30, still virgin, and NBSB. My friends are and other people often ask me bakit daw hanggang ngayon ay beef pa ako, virgin pa ako. Na 30 na ako ay nahihirapan daw akong manganak if ever pag tumanda na ako. Saka ako magbubuntis, how do you handle those comments? It's not about them. The pain of a wrong relationship will not compensate the pain of being single. The number of years sa calendar walang kinalaman niya sa sex life mo or virginity mo. Choose a committed and healthy relationship and start from there.
Be proud when you tell them that you are preserving it for the one that would take the risk. And kung plan mo naman talaga na magkaroon ng baby in the future, then do something about it.
Number 2. Bakit may mga taong bigla na lang mag-ghost after series of convo? Alam mo, naghahanap lang sila ng kapayapaan bilang multo. Pakawalan mo na sila. There's no consistency in that guy. There's no character. There's no commitment. There's no clarity of intention. Hey, don't invest to that kind of guy.
Dahil wala silang capacity and ability to face conflict. Meron naman siguro, pero hindi lang siguro na-develop.
Sabi, di ba, to know a man's intention, test it with time. How about sa part naman ng man? How can a man test a woman's intention? You know what? You can test it through time. Kung magre-respond ba siya, magko-communicate ba sa iyo clearly, magmamatch ba yung action sa words niya, pwede nating masabi na okay ang intention niya kung match, again, ang words and actions niya at nagre-respond sa iyo.
I think dapat mas problemahin mo kung interesado sa iyo yung girl. Kasi usually naman, ang gaya nga nagda-drive ng relationship.
Question 4, okay naman yung pagsama namin kaso dumating na sa point yung GF ko gusto na mag-settle. Sinabi ko sa kanya, kung pwede, wag muna since we're not financially stable at tumutulong din ako sa parents ko. She insists na if hindi ako mag-settle sa kanya, is maghahanap siya ng ibang lalaki na handa na makipag-settle. Sad to say, you're not on the same page. Iba yung intention niya sa relationship. Iba rin yung season mo ngayon sa relationship. And I think you will not settle kung ganito yung situation nyo ngayon unless yung isa willing to compromise, willing to wait. Or ikaw naman, willing to sacrifice that at mag-settle ka na sa kanya. So you're not on the same page. It's either you back out, separate, or one of you will compromise and sacrifice.
If kaya mag-meet halfway, then do it. If not, kung priority mo talaga yung family mo, then find someone that would respect that.
Question number 5. Takot na ako masaktan. Ayoko mag-take ng risk. Ayoko siyang mawala. To love is to be vulnerable. You cannot play it safe. Kung gusto mo lang safe ka, hindi ka masasaktan, love life is not for you. Maybe play online games.
Ano ba talaga? Pili ka ng isa dyan. Mawawala siya o masasaktan ka? Ano mas mabigat?
Number 6. I'm a 31 female, NBSP, and nasa talking stage of 35 male na gwapo at mayaman as he owns a company. I just want to ask if it's normal for a guy like him to be straightforward. I expected na he would ask personal questions to me about family and workout, but our convo always did so steamy topics always. You know what? Those steamy topics are not appropriate for you, lalo na sa stage nyo ngayon. At though, please, please, don't play his game. Kung dinadala niya yung usapan doon, it's not appropriate.
Basically, hindi siya interesado of the woman that you are. Interesado lang siya doon sa when the night has come.
I found out that my fiancé is in a sexy platform host and she's entertaining sims outside the platform. I need advice if ililet ko na ba. We're engaged and plan to get married this December. Oops, that's a very dangerous situation. Ang tanong, kaya ba niyang i-let go yung work na yan? Kung yes, then good. I think that's a good sign na willing na siya mag-settle because she can let go that kind of work na we think hindi magiging healthy sa relationship niyo in the future. Ngayon pa nga lang, naka-affect na. Pero kung hindi niya willing yan i-let go, I'm telling you, and you're not comfortable with it, this gonna be a big problem for you in the future. So please, pag-usapan mabuti, kaya ba i-let go or hindi? Kung hindi, then make your move.
Communicate to her na hindi pasok sa values mo yung sideline niya. Hopefully, you can meet halfway, the both of you.
Okay, number 8. I'm a female in my 30s and single. Worried na baka wala na talagang pag-asa magka-love life. Kung ikaw ay 30s and single, mayroon ka pa pag-asa. Please go out there. Build yourself. Try to date respectable men. And don't be stuck with the expectation of our society na kailangan sa ganitong edad, magka-ajowa ka na, mag-aasawa ka na. You have your own season. Respect that season and maximize that singlehood season.
Don't be. Ang dami-dami pang 30s dyan na sobrang chill lang. Siguro talagang natuto lang yung mga millennials. That's why they are really cautious about being married or being in a relationship.
So number 9, may mga friend talaga tayong strong independent sa umaga. Lord, asan na po yung para sa akin? Naghahanap ng lambing. When kaya may kausap kayo? Ako na lang kasi sa gabi. Alam mo, lahat tayo, we all have this inner need of to be loved. And love, it's very normal. Need natin yan as a human being. So we understand kung sa gabi nagiging vulnerable ka at sa umaga strong independent woman ka. But ang tanong, anong gagawin mo? Are you going to open yourself? Or you just pretend na hindi at kaya mo maging single all the way?
The duality, man. Alam mo, hindi naman kasi shameful to admit that we need somebody by our side to grow old with us. It's okay.
Question number 10. Do you consider your political stance when it comes to your relationship? How do you deal with this? And deal breaker ba siya sa inyo? We're always going to start with building your non-negotiable and negotiable relationships. Sa tingin mo ba, kaya mo mag-compromise, kaya mo lang makinig at di makapag-argue kung magkaiba kayo ng political stance? Kung kaya mong i-compromise yun at hindi ka makikapag-argue, and then yes, it's good, you can continue the relationship. Pero may mga kilala kami, hindi nila willing i-compromise sa kanilang political stand. So therefore, hindi nila itutuloy ang relationship for their peace of mind. So ang tanong, negotiable ba yan o non-negotiable yung political stand in the relationship?
Madami akong kilala na nag-tribe naman yung relationship nila kahit na magkaiba sila ng pinusuportahan. Basically, it's all about respect, about personal opinion and diversity.
Question 11. Kailangan bang i-cut ang communication while moving on? Yes, kailangan mo i-cut ang communication while moving on. Masakit yan, painful, hindi madali. We understand, but you need that. You cannot heal if you are living in the past. You need some break, you need some space, and you need to start a new habit. Kasi kung di matitigil yan, you're just continuing the old habits. At hindi ka makapag-move on yan.
Derechana, yes, to make the process of healing quicker. Kasi walang external factor na pumipigil sa'yo.
Okay, question number 12. Hindi lahat ng relationship nagtatapos sa happily ever after. Yung iba, sa tulpo. Alam mo, marami nang naglo-loko ngayon. Kahit yung mga committed sa umpisa, yung mga sweet sa umpisa, mga loyal sa umpisa, naglo-loko pa rin in the middle or at the end of the relationship. So better watch out, better be careful, lalo na kung masyadong goody-goody sa umpisa, too good to be true. Baka mas scam ka niyan.
Hopefully, dun ka sa happily ever after. Usually naman, yung mga natutulpo, based lang sa mga observation naman, yung mga bawal na pag-ibig.
Kung mahal mo talaga siya, let her sleep. Yes, sleep is one of the best form of self-love, of self-care. Huwag mo namang agawin sa kanya ang kanyang tulog.
Usually, yan lang naman ang pain points ng mga girls na in a relationship. Food and sleep.
Next. What to do kung ginagawa kang not official but very special? Kailangan mong i-DTR, letter D, T-R, define the relationship. Kailangan ipursue muna ang clarity bago ka mag-invest ng intimacy. At as we know, ang clarity is one of the best sign ng mature relationship. Baka, alam mo, hindi ka ginagawang official. Ang tanong, baka merong other official.
Just match the interest and effort na binibigay niya. But be careful, don't expect anything out from it.
Ano ang mga signs na hindi ka seseresohin ng mga lalaki? Number 1, they will not sacrifice their time, their effort, and emotions. And secondly, there's no social proof. Walang clarity of intention. Thirdly, walang follow through.
Apat na yan. Ghosting, zombieing, orbiting, love bombing. Pag pinapakita niyan sa'yo, sure na yan. Papaasa lang yan.
Lista mo na yan. What to do kung ginagawa kang not official, but very special. In short, kinagawa kang may pagka-shopaw ka. Yeah, alam namin chubby ka. Pero dapat di ka ginagawa parang shopaw. Ang tanong ko sa'yo, bakit tinitreat kang special pero hindi kayo official? Ang tanong, baka merong official at hindi ikaw yun.
Most likely.
Baka ikaw yung sideline. Baka ikaw yung side bay. At ikaw naman, willing participant ka ba na ginagawa kang not official but very special? Yan din ang tanong namin sa'yo. Bakit umabot kayo sa ganyan? Na iiwasan naman yan eh. Pwede ka naman mag-clarify, mag-decide na hey, hindi ako para sa ganito. I'm not going to settle with this kind of flirting lang na you're just stating me special pero there's no direction, no intention, there's no clarity. Akala mo, makakaskor ka sa akin. Pwede mo naman ganyan yung sa umpisa yan. Lalo kung may pattern na yan. Ha? Lalo na extended period of time, ginagawa niyang special ka pero hindi ka official. More likely, based sa aming scientific data, pag hindi ka official, merong someone na mas official sa'yo. Ingat.
Yeah, totoo yan. Most likely yan. May ka-official yan. And, let's say, sige, matigas ang ulo nito, B2 eh.
Uh-huh.
Eh, alam naman natin yung mga cactus natin, mga nakikinig sa atin. Usually, lumalapit sa atin yan. Alam na talaga nila sagot sa tanong nila. Gusto lang nilang validation. Ito na, sige. Hindi ka na makaalis or talagang into ka dun sa tao na yan. Just match yung effort, yung attention niya. But, remember this, do not expect anything from it. Ikaw walang masasaktan sa uli.
Ano ba pwedeng maging outcome ng not official, very special? Usually, lalo na kung sinisecret ka, diba? Intimate kayo, very steamy yung mga conversation nyo, mga lambingan nyo, na kayo lang nakakaalam, bawal ding i-post sa social media, bawal ma-feature kung saan-saan, hindi rin nalalaman ng mga accountability groups nyo. Eh, painful ang ending niyan. Alam mo yung painful, very painful. Kasi mag-isa kang mag-move on, wala kang kasama. Pag iniwan ka na niyan.
Mm.
Eh, sana gawin niya official in the future. Pero of course, based sa aming data, hindi lahat yan. Hindi yan. Karamihan, iniiwan yung mga not official but very special.
Pwede niya bang i-Facebook story rin yung pag-move on niya, B2?
Oo. Pwede rin. Oo, pwede. Kaso, di mo siya matatag. Di mo siya mapopost. Paparinggan mo lang siya. Hanggang parinigan na lang ngayon.
Ouch daw, sabi ni Girl Lisa sa ni Reden. First time ko pong makapanood ng live and first time masaktan. pasensya ka na, nataon lang talaga, Reden. Nataon lang.
So again, huwag ka magsasettle sa mga not official but very special. Ang ending nito, painful.
Mm-hmm.
Mag-move on ka mag-isa. Kasi pumatol ka sa ganyan. Patago, secret, neo-low-key ka. There's no intentionality, there's no clarity. Again, define the relationship. Yan na aming tips sa'yo. Oh, I knew you were afraid. I didn't even give you much time, boo, baby, to prepare for what I was gonna say. I may not be your type, but for me it doesn't matter. Because I want you to know you are the one. And I feel blessed falling in love. Courting you, that's my obedience to my heart. All for the glory of God. Oh, oh. Salamat GoTime Bank for sponsoring this episode. So mga cactus, download GoTime Bank app and visit a kiosk near you.